In Boston's Chinatown, Michelle Wu, a child of Taiwanese immigrants, made the case for a greener, more inclusive city.
This is about the future of Boston and making sure that we are meeting the moment with bold, fearless leadership that includes every single one of our families, every single one of our communities.
Her opponent is also a first-generation American. Anissa Asaibi George is the daughter of immigrants from Tunisia and Poland. And like Wu, she's a Democrat who's served on the city council.
I'm going to vote for Michelle. I think she has a great platform. She has really great interest in the community. And she's backed by really admirable and like people in higher up Congress to support her.
I think Michelle Wu probably has a more open mind when it comes to policy making, and I don't know if that's because she has just a tiny bit less experience in the political machinery.
This city, known as the birthplace of the American Revolution, hasn't elected a Republican to run it in almost 100 years, and it's never elected a woman or a person of color.
No matter which candidate wins, the mayor's race marks an historic first for Boston. But it also represents divisions in the Democratic Party, both here and nationwide.
The city has a long history of racial tension, and one quarter of its population is African American. There were three black candidates on the primary ballot, but none made it into Tuesday's runoff, a fact that's led to recriminations among some Boston Democrats.
Over the course of this campaign, I've made a few promises that I'm able to keep. This work is too important to simply do behind a podium at City Hall. It has to be done in community.
Wu has the support of Senator Elizabeth Warren and others from the most liberal wing of the party, but she's also caught the attention of some special interest groups who've been spending money to defeat her.
Her victory would be interpreted as part of that movement, and the question is whether these traditional interests are going to fight back against what they might perceive as a too progressive agenda on things like climate and transportation and development, etc.
Still, Democrats can't lose in a race that shows how dramatically the city has changed. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, Boston.